off the brim of my hat.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Matt Weber. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park.
Hey, everybody, we're taking your calls. It's a Tuesday on The American Journal. And we are going back out to U-Haul in Georgia at the crime scene at Ground Zero where Trump could be indicted. U-Haul, you are on the air.
That possibly could be the case, but still, the ultimate, the real bad part is that he'll still be eligible to run, and the ultimate end goal is to make him ineligible, so that pretty much all went for naught. But anyway, before I go on, I wanted to promote Let's Ride, the promo code there on the InfoWarsStore.com. Reason being is that whether or not Owen met budget to even go out last weekend, in case he went over, I think that the promo code should still stay on just to cover whatever budget that he couldn't. So, again, that's promo code Let's Ride. I think just like the previous caller from Colorado, is that he said it's a distraction. Of course, it's a distraction. It's a spokesman for the bank failure. That's why I did a run on InfoWarsStore.com. I got my $1,000 worth of product. I'm not waiting for the auto ship. I bought like 10 products of one item. But still, the promo code got me $100 off. Okay? So I just lump summed it all because I'm not waiting for auto ship. I just buy a whole year's supplies purchase like right now. So besides, I also looked on your eBay account. It's blank. I don't know if you guys are like platformed on there or not. I know you used to have 100% rating or whatever, but your seller sites are blank here. So anything that I don't sell, I guess I could just be selling on there. But, you know, that's just one thing that people could do in the interim for the time being. Oh, what can I do about it? What can I do about it? I'm so helpless. It's hopeless. So it is, and you got to keep these guys on air. Even though Harrison's not on right now, you are. So we got to support you guys, you know, if all anything else, right?
Where else are you going to hear a place that allows anybody to speak their mind, just call right in? You want to say something, bounce it off me. Hey, feel free.
Yeah, exactly.
InfoWars. We're a great service.
That's why I'm doing a run on your products, basically all of your products. Whether or not you have any of them in on anymore, if you still have this spare toothpaste if that's out or not, still, I just made sure to buy everything as much as I could. Why you still have it? Otherwise, I think the wait time, you guys are going to be, I don't know how many weeks.
Well, what I can tell you right now is that we, you know, although we're in bankruptcy, we have been working diligently behind the scenes to really fix a lot of these sourcing issues because we understand that that's a problem with a court that needs to approve every purchase that we make. So we've been mixing things up behind the scenes and working with new suppliers that provide similar ingredients that are high quality, organic, thoroughly tested. Because, you know, we're looking at basically getting products in more consistently. But as of right now, for the near future, if there's a product that you guys see in InfoWars store, you might want to get it now. Just because we're still in a process where we're going with, you know, the small guys, the local guys, the guys who get the best ingredients, right? But don't necessarily have the best prices on those ingredients, so we can only buy so much for a formulation, for a supplement. There's a lot that goes into those things, but what I will say is that if you see something that's in stock, go ahead and grab something now, right? Especially if you're already a supplement user and you've thought about going to InfoWars store. It's a great way to support us. You're going to get a great deal on a supplement that is going to be at or above the quality of the supplement you're taking right now. So it's a win-win. U-Haul, outside of the products. Oh, you know what? We are going to break because this was the short segment. I should know that. I should totally know that. U-Haul, just stay right there. You want to say, if you want to speak your piece, we'll let you do it on the other side. And see you guys in about 70 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant, an anti-inflammatory, and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils, it is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new Ashwagandha line of products. We have Ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone in pill form, and we have the pure Ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Matt Weber. Watch it live right now at band.video.
When you're strange on The American Journal. We're talking to people around the country right now. U-Haul in Georgia just talked about the InfoWars story. You were talking about Trump being a smokescreen. What other issues are on your radar, U-Haul?
One of the things that's on my radar, I think, is that watch for bank failures, so pull it out. Buy either the silver coins that you guys sell, either bullion, silver, or gold, and or gold. You can see about looking into maybe palladium or platinum. That's on you. But if anything else, speaking of silver, a silver lining for Trump is that if he does have to spend any time in jail, if at all, he'll know what it's like to finally get J6er maybe at some point and maybe expedite pardoning or doing something for them rather than just lip service. But there's a lot of things
That's a good take. Yeah. He will get to know. He will get to know what it's like to be a J6er.
And hopefully do something about it as far as like expediting the pardoning or doing something, just something, rather than just doing nothing now and then just making a speech at CPAC. So that's just something to look out for the fellow InfoWarriors. But in the meantime, what I've already said is that, you know, again, I mean, if you have your money and bail out America or Chase, you're either going to lose that money through bail-ins or through inflation. So you got to do something with it. I don't know if you guys still have
What I've read is that, you know, the Fed is not going to be able to raise rates again, and they're going to have to drop rates again in order to combat inflation. What that is going to mean is more quantitative easing, meaning that, you know, because the Fed is broke, they need to print more money to bail out these bankers. So we're going to see another wave of inflation coming our way soon because we couldn't regulate banks that were making buku bucks and making bad decisions like SVB. So that's kind of lame. That kind of sucks. U-Haul, before I let you go, it shows you said that you're calling in from Georgia. What's the vibe like in Georgia right now over indictment watch?
Indictment watch is, I think, unless you're in Fulton County, which is basically around Atlanta, there's not much hoopla. I mean, basically what to be on the lookout for there is that it's almost like a Letitia James type situation of where they're looking to take him locally since they couldn't federally. So it is still a watch, again, that's around the Atlanta metro area, just specifically speaking. Anywhere else outside of the state, I think it's pretty unknown.
Pretty chill. So, you don't expect a lot of protests should he be indicted, arraigned, or arrested?
If they are, then hopefully it will be peaceful and not look like Cop City down the street.
Are you not afraid of any bad actors, you know, donning a Trump flag and going nuts in Atlanta or anything like that?
Oh, you always have to look for a Ray Epps. They can be Ray Epps anywhere or Jaden X. I mean, they're anywhere and everywhere. So, you know, I'm not saying per se to trust nobody, but just be mindful that's why everyone should have their cameras out, live stream it out, Twitch, you know, Rumble or Screwtube. You know, just everyone has to keep everyone on notice, you know, just.
Yeah,
you know, but that's just one thing to be mindful of. You know?
Yeah, that's a great way too. to get the word out, right, is to just document it yourself, post it.
Yep.
You can send things to showtips@infowars.com, you know, especially after you post it. The best way to get your video on air, if you've ever been wondering, you know, maybe you're sitting on a little gold nugget, is to post it to some social media site. Don't send us a video file directly. We will not open it. But if you're able to post it on either a mainstream social media or an alternative social media and send us that link, then yeah, of course we're going to take a peek at it, see if it's worth running on air. And, if you guys have any videos of bad actors or something like that, especially in these next coming days, right, with this potential indictment, post it, let us know. U-Haul, thanks for giving us a call. We are moving on to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, what are you calling in about today?
Matt.
How you doing?
How are you?
Doing well.
Welcome to spring, man. We made it through the winter of death.
Yeah, it was pretty mild winter here, but I heard that it snowed in the Hollywood Hills about 14 days ago.
Yeah, they got more water out there in the West than they know what to do with, and they're wasting it every chance they get. They're releasing it instead of pumping it into the aquifers. You know, they don't recharge the aquifers. They make all kinds of mistakes on purpose out there. But that's not the reason for my call. The reason for my call is we're all frustrated with Trump, and we keep holding it against him that he doesn't do something about the January 6th prisoners that he didn't create. They did that on their own. It's their own mistake. But what we are all being shown is that there are no rules anymore. These leftists just abandon all the rules and make them up as they go along. This charge against Trump is a violation of the statute of limitations, but yet he's still being charged. It's the, how would I say it? It's just we're being revealed to us that there are no fair shakes anymore, that this is all a power play by the leftists. They're going to break down every safeguard and every rule to stay in power. I don't think there's going to be an election in 2024, so worrying about who's going to be the candidate is kind of silly at this point. I think they're going for broke, and they're going to shut down the economic system. They're going to federalize the banks. We're going to end up with these digital coins. We won't have our own cash. It's going to be a disaster here in the next year and a half.
Yeah, and so you think just the financial crisis alone would be enough to call for a national emergency and subvert the 2024 election, or do you see any other reasons why we wouldn't have an election?
Yeah, I just think they're going to push us into sort of a civil war situation. I think they're trying to provoke it any way they can. And when people can't get access to their money or have to be able to make decisions about how they spend their money, and they can't buy ammunition for their guns or buy guns, then it's game on. I think that's what they're headed. They want this to happen. They're not trying to avoid it. They're trying to bring it about incrementally until we finally snap.
Hmm. In terms of agitation, right, agitprop, things like that, right, the media has been on a concerted campaign, right, since before the 2016 election, right, at demonizing Trump supporters, demonizing that type of thing. And maybe I've given my take before on this, but, you know, when Trump supporters, let's just call them Trump supporters. I know I'm not a huge fan of that already, but, you know, let's say you've got these people who agree with Trump, and so therefore they're labeled Trump supporters in the mainstream media. And then they're given all these bad attributes, right? They're a basket of deplorables, right? And then they're censored, so they can't really communicate online or communicate freely and openly online as they would like to. Then what do? Right. Well, they want to go engage with each other. So they do it in real life at these protests or rallies or whatever you call them. Right. It's a great place to meet people, especially if you feel like you're not getting out to people on the internet. And so from there, it's just way, way, way too easy to manipulate things in terms of optics to make it look bad. Oh, there's fighting in the streets. Oh, there's, you know, people being attacked at Trump rallies. Right. This, that, the other. So do I see the media making it personal and trying to demonize the people, right, on the right who maybe pulled the lever for Donald Trump but don't think that he's Christ Almighty, and then trying to get them to defend him at every turn. Yes, I see that. And I do believe that they are provocateuring, right? If not civil war, you know, a place where we are so divided that politicians can just do whatever they want, right? Nobody's reading bills. Nobody's looking at the statute of limitations, right? They're just looking at the news and they're looking at their neighbor with the side eye and, you know, they're not giving them the benefit of the doubt, not saying, hey, you know what? You're probably a good person too with just a different stream of information. And that's how people wind up at each other's throats. So Jefferson, stay on the line. I'm sure you've got a couple more words for us. You've been hanging on for a while, so we'll pick back up with Jefferson on the other side, and then we'll be moving on. More calls. Give us a call today, 877-789-2539.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste that's so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know. Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you.
Hey, y'all. In case you're just waking up, it's Tuesday. The American Journal's going on here at InfoWars. We're talking to you guys. Jefferson, Virginia was talking about how there was a bit of an issue with Trump's indictments, how it's unconstitutional in the sense that he's passed the statute of limitations. And no one's really dug into that. Jefferson, do you have any more to add to this?
Well, I just think all the legal safeguards are gone. I think they can do whatever they want to, and they get away with it, and no one ever holds them accountable. The Supreme Court never steps in. It's a one-way ratchet. We're all going in one direction unwillingly towards a conflict that we can't avoid. And I just think it's when you have the FBI calling patriots domestic terrorists, I don't know how we unravel from that peaceful way. It's hard to imagine that this isn't going to end up resulting in some sort of conflict. It's almost unavoidable in my mind that's sort of what they're pushing for us to have happen. And like I say, if we end up on this we're going to have our ability to make decisions taken away from us. And as soon as that happens, then stuff hits the fan. I don't think there's any way of avoiding that. And they're looking to start in April with this pilot program where the central bank coin is going to go digital, and we're just going to see how it works out the hard way.
Right. No, I do agree that a catalyst for a conflict, right, would be when you cannot make decisions, when your ability to make decisions is usurped, right? It's why we went to war in the first. It's why our founding fathers went to war in the first place for the Revolutionary War, taxation without representation, amongst other things. But you know, and maybe that's also why elections, right? The integrity of elections must be unquestionable, because if people lose faith in that, then, well, what will they do, right? And maybe it will be something that would make news headlines. What I would say is that, not all conflict is bad. Maybe we need to have a conflict, a peaceful conflict with the United States government. We need to do so fast, right? And it starts at the local level, but it starts with you. It starts with getting engaged, right? Learning, local elections. We just talked about a story the other day. Soros basically figured out that it was much more cost effective to bankroll smaller elections. He gets a way bigger bang for his buck and gets the outcome that he wants rather than bigger elections. So if you're an info warrior, that's your battleground right there, is your local elections. Jefferson, any other things?
Yeah, well, Soros is paying people to be derelict in their duties. It's not just prosecutorial discretion. It's dereliction. It's an inversion of what is the justice system. When a DA can decide, well, this isn't going to be a crime, but something else is going to be a crime, and I'm going to just completely, this is what's happening. We're being
enraging.
Corrupted by money, right?
It's enraging that when you see selective enforcement like that, or when you see other people get treated unfairly, right? Donald Trump, one of the things that gets people on his side, especially people who already identify with him, right? That makes it personal, is they see how he's treated unfairly, like other presidents were treated with kid gloves and things like that. The hypocrisy is very stark now that we see Joe Biden in office, right? He's getting away with murder, if not more. Jefferson, thanks for the call. We are now going out to another longtime holder. Let's go with B.S. Assassin. B.S. Assassin in New York.
What's up, you? What's up, all you Trump blowjobs? How you doing this morning? Yeah, man, listen, everyone, we got it. The right wing and the left wing is all part of a corrupt, dirty bird that we need to buckets, feathers, and cook it in the oven, all right? So the only thing we need to do, all right, if you're getting your butt kicked by somebody who knows a martial art that you don't know, what do? You learn that martial art. So their martial art is lawfare, right? They're using lawfare and corporations. You got everyone going, oh, money, money, money. Dude, we give them all our money. They steal all our money. So on InfoWars, Open Transparency Fund, right? We donate. We need lawyers, not just Robert Barnes. We need an army of lawyers, an army of security force, buying these people 24/7, right? We'll get them one by one, right? And that's it. They got to be tried for crimes against humanity. What else? They unleash poison amongst the people under the guise of a fake virus, all right? Viruses don't even exist. Hey, Mike Adams and Francis Boyle, do a presentation and prove that the whole virus thing is fake. It's fake, man. If you do the same thing without the solution in the bear monkey kidney cells, you get the same result. All it is decomposing cells. So all they do with these shots and everything is sick people with bacteria. That's there ain't no viruses. It's bacteria, parasites, etc. So when people speak to everyone, you're getting spoke to in the Latin terminology. That's why all these people think they're absolved. They're saying, oh, virus. Because virus can mean any type of poison or toxin. You know what I mean? And that's how they speak to everybody. They speak to you like you're a moron. All right? So everyone, do the etymology on every freaking word, but they use it literally. But guess what, scumbags? You cannot subvert God's will. You think the all-knowing and all-seeing goes, oh, you fooled me with the virus thing. Yeah, you fooled me. Oh, you get to go to... Nah, you're all going to burn in hell, you freaking scumbag. All right? Donald Trump's a scumbag. Anthony Fauci's a scumbag. And they got to stay at trial. Open. We got to come together. We have to try these people. Otherwise, they're going to kill us. They ain't going to stop. All right? We have to stop them. They're going to keep going. Look at the spills. We're getting attacked from every angle. It's everybody around the world, listen to this. Your fight is not with your fellow brother and sister, common man. Your fight is with your tyrannical government. All these people in Iran, I love everybody around the world. Everyone deserves freedom. We live on a freaking garden, man. We can't figure it out on a garden. You got Elon Musk. Dude, I'm going to go to Mars. Hey, stick a rocket right up your bunghole, you freaking jerk off. And you were selling fake virus, fake vaccine poison too, you jerk off. You know what I mean? So screw him and screw everyone that was connected to this and profited about this. And hey, Eli, if you really are a good guy, take every freaking cent you made from those poison shots you rolled out and give it back to helping the people. You scumbag. You're all scumbags. The angels are here and you're all going down. You're all going down. Everyone that perpetrated this fake virus amongst my people, you're going down. We're going to come together. You're going to lose. All right? This is how we beat them. Warfare, all right? We come together. We form the corporation of the people, right? Everybody that wants to get these people, we're going to get them. That's it. Sit on. The angels are with us. We're going to win. They're going to hang. Let's go!
Tell us how you really feel, BS Assassin. All right.
Oh,
well,
no idea.
All right. You let it out. All right. I hear you. And I do agree with you. Your war is with the government, the entity that's taking your rights, but I disagree with you in that virus is real and it was made by people. We'll be taking your calls on the other side. Stick with us here for the next 4 minutes. Or you can go to InfoWarsStore.com where you can get the best supplements available.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who
autocrats he works with. Only understand one word. No, no, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my country.
We say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war. I've got some good news. We're going to have some fun. Well, we're hoping to have some fun this weekend. And I don't want to go too much into detail, but with the legal stuff going on here and the bankruptcies, and Alex kind of alluded to this earlier on his broadcast, it's like, hey, we wish we had a bunch of capital right now so that we could buy a bunch of products and sell them to you. T-shirts, other such things, or go travel all the time. We don't have the budget, and it's just we can't even clear funds right now to do that. Now, there's a workaround, which is we sell products and we can fund ourselves. So let me tell you what's going on right now. I intend to take the InfoWars armored truck out, or the InfoWars tank, as it's so lovingly called, out this Saturday. But here's the thing. I have to, because that's an extra expense, kind of a miscellaneous expense. We have to get it cleared through the bankruptcy courts. I need funding so that I can go on a trip Saturday in the InfoWars tank through South by Southwest. So this means I'm going to need a cameraman, an editor, myself, and security guards, and, you know, put gas in the tank. So it's a bit of a project, and it's not a heavily, it doesn't need big funds, but it does require some funds. So in order to raise funds, what we've decided to do is launch a coupon code. And if we get enough sales between now and the end of the week using this coupon code, I will be taking the truck out on Saturday. So when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you use coupon code Let's Ride, coupon code Let's Ride, one word, you get 10% off your order at checkout. 10% off your entire order with coupon code Let's Ride at InfoWarsStore.com. And if we clear a threshold of sales, and I don't know what that threshold was, I didn't have an extended meeting with the sales team, but I said, hey, I need to get funding for a trip this weekend. What can we do? Let's do a coupon code. Let's make it thematic for taking the truck out. Okay, if you cross the threshold, it'll be cleared, no problem. So coupon code Let's Ride at InfoWarsStore.com gets you 10% off your entire order. And as soon as we cross that threshold, and I'm hoping we can do it soon, if a bunch of people use that coupon code tonight and tomorrow, hope you take advantage of coupon code Let's Ride at InfoWarsStore.com, no matter what, to get 10% off your entire purchase. And I've got something up my sleeve, okay? It's going to be fun.
Watch it live right now at band.video.
Little rage in the morning. Any of you guys raging out there? No, we're keeping it peaceful over here. It's InfoWars. Known for the peace, man. We're at war. The government. With new tech. People who make our production equipment. See that beautiful, beautiful studio behind me, just waiting to get broadcasted in. Hard and long. Efficient like a four-man crew. We're waiting on parts. You guys can't get through to us at 877-789-2539. Go ahead and spend some time calling customer service at NewTek. See if you can get a hold of them. Don't say it's for InfoWars. Just say, hey, listen, you guys have problems with creating products that work. Get on that. That would help us. That would help us. Can I give you their number? I could, but I'm not going to. I think there's probably a legal problem with that. All right, we're going out to your phone calls. Joshua Abraham in Texas. Now, we know you, Josh. We know who you are. We know who your daddy is and what he does. Okay? So, Let's stick to your point about what the Freemasons know about Trump, because I want to know about this. Joshua, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Matt. How you doing?
Doing great.
Right on, man. Well, let me get right into it. When I was living out in Beverly Hills for 8 years, did about 8 years of Masonic infiltration. And there was a lot of dedication, but a little luck involved. And with a little luck, I got to see the four holy books of the 33rd degree and was told the ancient Masonic secret that they guard so well. And going to these book studies with these high-ranking Masons, Trump was a big topic of discussion. And what the Masons know about Trump is very unique and very, it's something that no one else is talking about in the mainstream, and some of, you know, people that don't even touch on it. What people need to understand about Trump is the whole backlash to Trump in the mainstream, and what people, if people are ever like confused about why the establishment hates him so much, regardless of being going after the deep state or trying to stand up to the globalists, the whole main point to his backlash that the Masons are fully aware of is his creation of Space Force. That is something that is very, very dangerous to the global Jewish cabal, because people need to understand what Space Force really is. The first thing I'm going to start out saying is that what the Masons know is coming. We were told in the Masonic Lodge, and this was only given to 32nd, 33rd degree Masons at the book studies. Because when you're a part of this thing called the Order of the Melchizedek, you get separated from the lower degrees. The Order of the Melchizedek is the 32nd, 33rd degree of Masonry, and we kind of do our own thing. And we were told that the third temple for the Antichrist must be built by 2030, because that's the whole purpose of the Masonic Lodge, is to build the temple for the Antichrist as Masons. And along with building the temple architecturally, Masons have to build the society in a sociological sense. They have to build it up with mind control, like with the media, the music, the architectural type of the financial control. Masonry doesn't just go with architecture. They have to build the society as a whole, like as a whole human society in every aspect of its life. And yeah, and that's the thing. It's like when we got word from the one purple lodge of the Baphomet over in Washington, D.C., the Lodge of the 33rd Degree, we were told right before lockdown that the temple must be built by 2030. And knowing that, we kind of delve into that as Masonic brothers. And we know, along with the heavenly biblical timeline, what that entails is that the Antichrist, who they call Nikolai, is going to show up 3.5 years before that temple is complete. Now, going back to Space Force, the whole point of Space Force is to get the world ready for what is coming. And the global Jewish cabal doesn't want people to know the true intentions behind Space Force and what Trump is trying to do, because in the Masonic Lodge...
Okay, keep going. About Space Force.
Yeah, in the Masonic Lodge, they know one thing, how the Antichrist will appear. And they always take it back to a prophecy from the Book of Baruch and the Dead Sea Scrolls, which is called the Attack of the Shadim. The Antichrist will appear with a false alien invasion called Operation Majority, according to the CIA. Because the Masons know what Jesus and Lucifer really are. There's nothing heavenly or angelic about it. All the high-ranking Masons know that Yeshua and Lucifer, it's just an alien faction dispute. And when Yeshua returns with his mothership, the New Jerusalem, that is parked right in front of Venus and has been for over 2,000 years. The New Jerusalem is the name of the mothership. This is all in the Space Force disclosure, because in the Masonic Lodge, when we do these book studies, we open up the Space Force disclosure and we relate it to biblical prophecy. And when Jesus and his mothership, the New Jerusalem, comes to Earth to judge Antichrist with his fleet called the Order of the Melchizedek and his 144,000 spaceships that come with the New Jerusalem mothership, they're going to judge Antichrist. And that is what Space Force is all about. It's about preparing the world to have some sort of branch of the military to unite the people under, to get them ready for the 1,000 years of space travel in peace that will go with Yeshua's 1,000-year peace and his race of the Pleiadians. The Masons know that Yeshua is just a Pleiadian. It comes from the Seven Sisters star constellation. This is why the menorah has seven candles. This is why.
Is that the one by? Is that the one by Draco's tail? The one that runs through like Perseus?
Not exactly sure where in the sky it is, but all I know is that Yeshua is a race of ancient humanoid from the constellation of Pleiades, and the Orion faction, which is the other seven-star constellation, is the counterpart, because Lucifer always tries to be like the Most High, and what he does is that he took the Orion constellation, which is his faction, and just kind of like superseded it and tried to be like the Most High with his seven-star constellation. This is why you have all the pyramids laid out in Orion's belt. This is why you have all these megalithic stone structures laid out with Orion's belt and the Star of Sirius. The Star of Sirius is...
Yes, go on.
But the Star of Sirius is basically the heavenly embodiment of Lucifer. And what people really need to understand is that if Trump gets his 4 years, he's going to tell the world why he made Space Force, and the cabal cannot have that. So you're going to see complete, utter backlash. You know, I hear we're going to a break, so.
We are totally going to a break, but love hearing about Amlians and the Pentagon. We'll be hearing a little bit more about that on the other side. Get your space hats on. We're going to war with the Amlians.
When everything is a lie, which it is now, there's only one place to find the truth, and it's not in government stats or government reports or declarations. It's with God, and I know you speak about that often, and I believe... Look, we need God more than ever. And I know that there are people listening perhaps that don't believe in God, but I'm a big believer in having faith. Even though I'm rather pessimistic, I do know how the book ends. I know how the story ends, and we do prevail.
Exactly. There are no atheists in foxholes.
Where there's life, there's hope. So don't lose hope. Don't get discouraged. I know that there are people out there thinking, well, you know, what's left for me to do? One of the things, and again, this is not a shame or this is not a plug, but you know, we need to support your InfoWars store. We need to support yours. By the way, my wife loves Turmeric 95. Her joints have never been better. Okay, so folks, make sure you support InfoWars store. Okay, please do that.
Well, I can't say to our listeners how much the enemies of freedom hate this show. They hate your show. I will plug for you and for me. Folks, you want us to fight? We will do it. But it's like sending military out to war without ammunition and weapons. I mean, and I'm not bitching. Back in like 2016, we had plenty of money. Our subscription service, I said it's free now. I barely was plugging. You know, we had all this extra money, and now I wish back then would have pushed harder, saved up money, because now with the deplatforming, the attacks, folks, you know, we need support. So do you. But what we really need is people to share the links and articles to our videos and your videos, your reports, Doug, because the public's ready. The ground's fertile right now. The minds are ready.
It's easy to outpace your supply lines. And I think that's where a lot of us are. We're in so deep that we can't look. We need that support. You need that support. So again, folks, please support Alex Jones. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I know there's things that he won't say he needs your support. We all need your support, but especially InfoWars.com, InfoWars store. Please do that. There it is, turmeric toothpaste. I love that too. My wife does as well. Big fan of all of your products. Okay, folks, don't lose hope. Please don't do that. I know that things look bleak, but we know how the story ends. And I think, look at everything that happens, not with blinders, but with in the context of a larger agenda. Think bigger, look bigger, and look for the connections.
I use the analogy of that great movie that's based on the composite true stories, Horse 10 from Navarone, where they blow up the dam, it doesn't fall right away, and they all panic. The explosive expert goes, watch, it's going to fall, take about 20 minutes, just watch.
We've been through all this and nothing. Nothing but...
You have to let nature take her course.
And look, I think we've already blown the enemy. We just have to get ready and then stand by.
Amen to that. Amen. And you're doing a great job. And again, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to be part of your program today. I really appreciate what you do.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
I totally resent that.
And
if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
I think there's no doubt that NIH was funding gain-of-function research.
Is it likely that American tax dollars funded the gain-of-function research that created this virus?
I think it did, not only from NIH, but from the State Department, USAID, and from DOD.
Tune into the American Journal. We were getting far out with Joshua Abraham in the last segment, but my sources tell me that he's been abducted by the Mossad, and that if you want to find out more about 33rd degree masonry or Jewish space lasers, you just look up Joshua Abraham. You'll probably find him, or a way to get in contact with him, at which point he will probably fill you in. We're going out to more calls here on the American Journal. Geronimo from Wisconsin. Geronimo wants to talk about why all men are... Fill in the blank, Geronimo. You're on the air. Quickly. Geronimo.
Hey, I'm glad there's some fresh meat up here. I'm happy that you have a new host, even though you've hosted before. I wanted to hear your opinion because you always have a spicy take.
Okay.
About why all these American guys are big bitches right now. I think it's because of like the gay bomb being deployed, and everyone has like, you know, a lot of the guys that are like suffering from like faggy minty balls.
Oh, that's pretty harsh. Okay, I think it's multiple reasons, right? People have identified like a decreasing testosterone. Could be for many different reasons. I went down the rabbit hole recently. By recently, I mean last week on all of this stuff with glyphosate in the soil. There are a lot of researchers, you know, glyphosate's an endocrine disrupting substance that is found in a lot of pesticides that are prevalent in the United States for agriculture and for recreational, golf courses, things like that, those type of applications. I think that that's a huge disrupting force in people's mm-hmm. chemical biology. I think that, you know, you've got other things with processed foods that are huge, right? In just decreasing the amount of testosterone, but also, you know, there is a sociological aspect to this as well, right? With just having too much excess, too much comfort, right? If you're too mm-hmm. comfortable, then mundane things seem difficult, right? Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, in our society, we've had so much wealth for so long that we've taken it for granted and, you know, we've forgot how to produce, right? Not just, you know, on an economic scale, but in our own lives, right? To solve our own problems, to make our own food. I think that that's a huge problem with society. It means that we lack purpose, right? And that creates a void in all of us, you know? Me too, right? I'm not, you know, pointing the finger. You know, when we're able to outsource a lot of our needs and things like that, you know, we lack purpose. And then what do we try to fill that up with? You know, it can be all sorts of things, right?
Well, yeah, I agree with you totally, but it's an attack. We're being attacked with the gay bomb, and, you know, they have other pesticides, and instead of plastics, they could use like hemp plastics, or, you know, it doesn't have to be hemp. It can be biomass that are non-cancerous. You know, after Paperclip, everyone remembers Project Paperclip, all the Nazis being scooped up by the USSR and America. Majority of those Nazis weren't like rocket guys and military guys. They were PSYOP guys that convinced the entire German population, you know, to do all the atrocities and that they did, and the whole war aspect, the psychological aspect of Paperclip is something that's not touched on. And it kind of like permeates every day's news cycle because, you know, especially Republicans are sitting around like, can you believe this? Can you believe what the Democrats did this time? But it's like, you know, kind of retarded because, like, you know, the economy's crashing, everything is inflated 700 to 900%, you know, kids are being turned into trannies, and, you know, all this weird Talmud sexual gender stuff, eight genders or whatever. And, you know, of course now we have like Christians killing Christians just for more money for the military industrial complex in Russia, and lining up for even a bigger war on the heels of a global pandemic based on false premises to give everyone eugenic shots. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, like, it reminds me, you know, like, I always go around asking why over and over, why this, why that. But, you know, with this, it's kind of obvious. It's because they're evil.
Well, what would you do? What would you do if you are at the top of our social hierarchy and you think that everyone below you is a useless eater, that they've lost their purpose and their function? What would you do?
Well, I think I'm, you know, I'm not that much.
Would you create a robot to replace them?
No, I think any robots made will have a, you know, combat mode, obviously, you know, because it's mad scientist stuff, unless the robots were made of cardboard. But, like, you know, there are good people out there, and I've seen them before and met them. I used to believe that there's not good people, but there's good people out there, and many bad people or gray people can, you know, see the light, and people aren't static. They're changing constantly, and it seems to me, and I believe that, you know, it's like a moon cult, where it's like these people are like Babylonians, like, who worship the moon and Saturn, and, you know, the moon symbol on the tarot card, or the symbol for the moon, is illusion, because it's the initial projection device based on the sun shining off of it. So this, everyone's just hypnotized, you know, and kind of scatterbrained and all put into a trance by this illusion. And, you know, it's, I don't know what it's going to take, because it just takes some people just screaming like, wake up, on the phone, or, you know, obviously Jones has been doing that forever. And I don't know, you know, I asked God myself when I died, like, why all this stuff? And, you know, I asked, like, to be sent back, and he said back to me, why should I be sent back? Why go back? You know, since heaven's so nice. So I think there's also an aspect that we're being tested here to kind of push ourselves. You know, because if there's not a dragon for St. Michael to slay, then what is it? You know, and then you look, there's all this sexual stuff tied into, back to, like, you know, the balls issue, the small balls issue. A lot of guys forget there's a lot of symbolism in Christianity, and sex told lies, and you see how we have declining populations. Like St. Michael slaying the Satan, the dragon, with the spear. If you look at, like, a reptile or a snake's mouth, it looks a lot like the female anatomy. And the spear is, you know, masculinity. And a lot of this stuff kind of has to be taken from, you know, the lower regions of guys to get things right, because it seems like we're just on a downward spiral into hell, into a hellscape or into slavery again. And now you see with Israel banning Christianity in Israel, or even talking about it.
Wait, is that a fact? Because I don't think that's a fact.
You can look it up in the news. They're making, they're trying to make it a law that...
Guys, look it up in the news real quick. They're looking it up.
Go ahead.
We're looking it up. Also, you know, I don't know what the Talmud had to do. You mentioned the Talmud earlier. I don't know what that has to do with the bitchification of dudes.
Well, they have multiple genders. They have multiple genders in the Talmud. I think they have, like, they have all these weird names, like Zachariah or whatever. Androgynous is one that the name stayed the same. But they have multiple genders, similar to the LGBTQ stuff in Christianity. It's male and female, you know, and it's a deep rabbit hole with that, because, you know, the law was lost in the wordplay in the translation when, you know, they say Adam and Eve, they say Eve was made out of the rib of Adam, where the actual definition, the actual definition of the word is side, angle, you know. You can't make an entire person out of a rib, you know, especially how complex. I don't know if you ever dated a girl before, but they're a little bit more complex than one rib from a guy. So there's a... It's, you know, it's very deep, but then everyone just gets confused about minor stuff and, you know, eggs and chemical crises that are just all just manufactured theatrical productions, you know. And did you find that article?
Oh, we found it. We found the eight genders of the Talmud, and then Israel introduces on March 21st.
What are the names of, names of those genders? Can you read them off?
Well, I forgot the name. Let's pull it up, guys. And we'll read it off on air, because I'm a skeptic.
I love
You've got a male.
I want to know.
You've got a female. You've got a androgynous, having both female and male characteristics. That's happened before. Tim Tum, which is lacking sexual characteristics.
Tim Tum. Like a candy or whatever.
Identified female at birth, but naturally developing male characteristics. Yeah, okay, all right, they got some trans stuff.
Oh, you slap me, now Tyrannosaurus Rex stomps on your ass. And I've learned metaphysically, there's laws of the universe. It's a two-way door, interdimensional. Tyrannosaurus Rex stomps on your ass.
Right.
Alex, you feel that? You like that?
I'm for real.
Stomps on your ass.
Right.
And I'm saying, you mess with me, you're grabbing a high-powered line, man.
Yeah.
You're sticking your dick in a void sucker. They themselves get a sword thrown.
I drink whiskey. I bang my wife.
Stomps on your ass.
Right.
You need to watch out. As long as I'm good and try to be just and try to be honest and just humble,
yeah,
and I try to tell the truth, I get hit. But whoever hits me, I mean, like, it's bad, man.
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know, Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.